End of the week, time to get your facts straight. I mean, I'm here to help you sort it out. It's what I do. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, January the 31st, the end of January 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Brexit finally a reality tonight. Much of the dismay of globalists who thought time and again they could derail the whole movement or force a new vote. None of that happened, of course. Boris Johnson powering through and delivers on the promise made 4 years ago. Number two, the World Health Organization has declared a worldwide emergency because of the new coronavirus. And some are even concerned that big events like the Super Bowl this weekend could be a place where the virus could be spread easily. And number one, a virus of another kind may be put down in D.C. later today. That being the destructive Trump derangement syndrome. Now, that's a virus that infects those with delusions of removing the president from office or just hurting him politically, of course. But in Michigan and Iowa on Thursday, the president looked like a guy on his way to victory. A guy that was on the podium in Des Moines after being in Warren, Michigan to celebrate the USMCA signing. The president seems to be on a victory tour. And, of course, coming up Tuesday, you have the State of the Union address. And big news overnight, and I'll hand it to you right now, big news overnight. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander says he will not support a move for more witnesses. He was one of the key senators that Democrats thought they could convince to come across to help them demand more witnesses and more documents in the impeachment trial of Donald Trump. Lamar Alexander says no. Here's what he said in his comments in a release. If this shallow, hurried, and wholly partisan impeachment were to succeed, it would rip the country apart, pouring gasoline on the fire of cultural divisions that already exist. It would create the weapon of perpetual impeachment to be used against future presidents whenever the House of Representatives is in a different political party. So Lamar Alexander, plaid shirts and all, says, I'm out. We already believe that Lisa Murkowski is out. That leaves two possible votes for the Democrats, Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, maybe Cory Gardner, but we haven't heard his name in the mix lately. I think that that's unlikely. And Alexander added this, the framers believe there should never, ever be a partisan impeachment. That is why the Constitution requires a two-thirds vote of the United States Senate for conviction. Yet not one House Republican voted for these articles, he said. And again, coming up Tuesday, the annual State of the Union. Oh, it's going to be something. Oh, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they will hardly be able to contain themselves. But I want to tell you this, because for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, it's not over. It's nowhere near being over. In fact, they intend this to continue as long as possible. They will bring more articles of impeachment, given the opportunity before the election. I want to go to bite number three with Nancy Pelosi, because she's still parading around debunked conspiracy theories about Russia and Trump and the things that he's allegedly done wrong, despite Bob Mueller's report, despite all the facts to the contrary. Nancy Pelosi still believes that they can impeach this president. It's bite number three with Nancy Pelosi. Bite three, go.
The president doesn't see Russia as an adversary. As I've said, I don't know what the Russians have on the president politically, personally, or financially, but he doesn't see Russia as an adversary. But on the other hand, we're building resources in Europe against Russia.
All right, so there's closing arguments of sorts today. 2 hours for the left, 2 hours for the right. Then after that, at some point, there will be a vote on this resolution for witnesses and so forth. Expect Chuck Schumer's head to just come right to the hairy edge of explosion. Should be easy to watch. You can watch the veins in Chuck Schumer's head. They'll be pulsating. Boom, boom, boom. Anyhow, it'll be exciting. Maybe one goes. Very exciting. It'll be, it'll go viral if it does. It'll be everywhere on social media. I can guarantee you that. Meanwhile, Pelosi, when I talk about impeachment again, they're not going to give up. If the Democrats retain control of the House in the 2020 election, we'll do this all over again, maybe a couple of times. That's how silly this is. Bite number four with Nancy Pelosi. Bite four. Go.
As far as your cousin being presumably acquitted, what is the follow-up as far as Democrats are concerned? More subpoenas?
We didn't have just three questions to that effect, and I said we're still hopeful.
But are you looking to do more subpoenas? And
no, let me say. One, two, no, not you. You were Brexit. Two, three. We are right now prayerful and hopeful that the Senate will have the courage to hear the truth about the president's actions, and then we'll see what we do next. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They can't give it up. They cannot give it up, and they will not give it up. They are going to pay a political price on the 3rd of November that's going to be steep. And America will reelect Donald Trump by a wide margin. He will win the popular vote. In addition to winning maybe 40 states, he will win the popular vote. Mark it down. You heard it here first. 40 states and the popular vote go to Donald Trump. 66, 67 million votes will go to Donald Trump on the 3rd of November 2020 because people are sick and tired of this. They can't take it anymore. The Democrats have no plans, no proposals, no path forward, no perspective, none of it. People are ready for this to go away. Let me give you an example of this. CBS News went to Pennsylvania. CBS News went to Pennsylvania, and as everybody does, sat down with a focus group to say, okay, tell me about Donald Trump. Tell me about the president, what you think of him at this point in his administration. Let's go to bite number five with a focus group. CBS News, bite five, go.
What do you like about what's happening?
Well, I like the fact that, you know, my portfolio looks pretty nice right now. I can make my taxes next year because, you know, as time goes by, you know, cost of living does not match the cost of, you know, really living.
Right. Julia, your hand up went up too.
I would say his international policy has been bold and effective in ways that we never anticipated. Getting rid of ISIS, getting rid of Soleimani, getting rid of al-Baghdadi. I mean, bold. I will tell you personally, I am a Zionist. For a president to so boldly stand for Israel is very important to me. And I'm a Christian, by the way. And finally, national security is critical for me. Strong borders.
And there you have it. One more thing I want to ask about. The president's temperament was talked about by this same focus group. Well, what do you think about him personally? I mean, he tweets, he does all these things. Bite six, go.
I don't need him to be like me. I need to be safe, and I need to be able to know that my economy, for my friends, my family, is solid.
Is President Trump going to be reelected?
Yes. I think he yes. will be.
You I think he will be.
Yes. You yes. think he will be?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Boy, super interesting.
If you're Team Trump watching that, you're feeling pretty good.
Well,
you're saying, those are my people. If you're trying to remove President Trump, you're saying, I got some work to do.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be like me. He has to deliver a safe nation, a secure nation, a nation that's steady economically. He doesn't have to be like me. I don't have to like him, but I like the results. That's what they think about President Trump. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday, back after this.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.